a popular Outcast production.
Hey there, girlfriends. This is Aislinn. I just want to take a couple minutes and address something. This past week at Mike's No Mic Open Mic, the Girls on Girls podcast got called out for giving maybe a little too harsh of a review to to one of the comedians, and we were unaware that he listened, and we apologize. So, Ben, sorry we gave you so much shit that you felt you needed to address it. We really do. We like you. You're a funny kid. You're talented. And we hope to see you and your entire crew at more open mics. You're all a bunch of talented individuals. And we, and not just Girls on Girls podcast, the whole network, and then some, we all look forward to you guys showing up at the open mics and performing. So don't let us discourage you from doing something that you think is fun. We like you. Keep it up.
Wait, there it goes.
No, okay. All four?
Yeah, they're all four going. Shut up.
Well, I'm just checking.
Well, only two people are talking, so I only see two wiggles.
Hi.
So.
Hey. Okay.
All right, we're good.
We got it.
Yeah, we'll cut all that out. That's fine.
That's fine. Welcome to Girls on Girls.
This is episode 35, we think?
Anybody? Bill? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we think so. Apparently Lauren brought some delicious cookies this week.
I didn't make them.
No.
Store bought.
No, but they are from a local store. Why so is this a local store, isn't it? Pennsylvania region.
Yeah.
They might own they're other a local stuff, but
chain.
Yeah.
I think they're affiliated with Mr. Z's.
I don't know what that is.
I see those commercials.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think they're like a more like Scranton based.
Huh.
But anyway. So
doesn't matter.
We have a guest this week. It's been a little while since we had like a real guest and not just like Bill just like, hey, no, just hang out with us. It's fine. It's time. Talk.
Come on. How long ago was the Bitcoin episode?
Oh,
wow.
I feel like I just listened to that one recently.
It was like 5 or 6 ago.
Yeah, I'm going to say that was at least a month ago. But hey, before you start talking, who are you, guest?
I'm Justin of the Serving Ice podcast. Is that how I can introduce myself? Is that
sure.
Awesome.
Works for us.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's
so
me.
We found them. We
yeah,
found one
I'm
of
here.
The
no longer need to look for me.
I don't know what she's talking about either.
I don't get that.
You guys don't listen to Serving Ice?
Nope.
I listened to the last
come on.
One.
No, the thing is, there instead of like, you know, here's our Facebook address, it's just like, find us.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. It's okay if
no,
you don't
I
listen.
I got it. No, I've listened
no,
to,
it's not.
I think, 3 of them.
I don't have time to listen.
That's fine. That's fine.
I'm sorry.
I'm planning on listening to more because I actually really like them, but I just...
Well, that's very sweet of you.
I don't listen to mine anymore, so I don't listen to very many podcasts too much, but I do enjoy it.
Oh, ow. Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm trying to signal and...
That was supposed to be subtle when I hit my head off the microphone.
We are hopefully eventually getting a bigger studio. I don't know if Phil's talked to you about
that. Well... A bigger studio will definitely happen eventually, but
we're working on it.
Yeah.
On the cruise ship.
Yes. On our cruise ship.
It's going to be on the cruise ship.
We love cruise ships.
That would be great.
So we decided to have Justin on today because Justin has a very interesting career, and we thought maybe we would delve into that a little bit and find out what it's like to be a newspaper reporter.
I just forgot how to spell cookies.
the joke that Dylan had when we talked about newspapers a couple weeks ago is, let's pause for everybody to go Google what a newspaper is
yeah.
and then come back to us. But yeah, I'm a newspaper reporter in the local area.
I don't think we're quite at that point, having to Google, what is a newspaper?
Nah, yeah. Probably not yet. Eventually.
The younger generation, probably.
I don't know. I think they've heard of a new...
I'm sure.
I hope they've heard of a newspaper.
It's that thing your parents read.
Right. Yeah. But what if the parents don't read newspaper?
Yeah, I know a lot of people that don't have newspaper subscriptions.
Mm-hmm. I don't have one, and I'm part of a newspaper.
Yeah. You don't think they'd give that to you for free?
Oh, they do. They do. But I don't have a subscription for any newspaper.
Oh, okay.
Including our rival or anybody else.
Right, right.
Are you going to share the name of your paper, or is that...
I don't know yet. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't want to be a representation of the newspaper itself.
It doesn't matter anyway.
The thoughts and opinions expressed in the show are...
Just mine, yeah.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Are not shared by any newspaper.
Okay.
My first question basically was like, did you always want to be a newspaper reporter from when you were young?
No. I mean, I've always wanted to write. And that was probably since second grade that I ever started writing. And I have a lot of stories and silly stuff when I was from a kid. But I always knew I wanted to be something in writing. And when I got to that point in high school where you're like, you gotta pick what you're going for.
Right.
I was like, journalism sounds fun.
Cool.
And I took classes for it and I ended up really enjoying what it is.
So that's what you went to. Did you go to college?
Yeah. I have a bachelor's degree in mass communications, focus in journalism.
Nice.
Neat.
Mm-hmm.
What's your end goal?
I'd like to stick around writing in, I don't know if newspapers, but maybe magazines, maybe a bigger newspaper or something, but I don't really have an end goal. As long as I'm doing what I love,
right,
and able to do that in my life, I'm fine, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot to be said about a career that you actually enjoy and you actually love doing.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't come without the stress, but it's still a fun thing to do.
Yeah. A couple weeks ago, there was a story in another newspaper that it kind of irritated me. It was about this guy who, I don't know, he shot at his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And what bothered me was the guy that wrote the story included in the story the name of the person who employed this guy, and also that's who, like, his employer owned the building that he lived in, and that they said the name of the people that owned the building. And I thought that was just kind of like almost like I want to say like sensationalist writing. Like, why do they have to add that kind of stuff?
Yeah, that guy's not necessarily involved.
Yeah, he's not even remotely. Yeah. It was like, and I knew the person who owned the building and who employed the guy. And I was like, why do they even have to do that? Like, why do you have an opinion on why reporters would do that? I mean,
I was actually there for the same thing that he was writing about. I was at that guy's preliminary hearing, I think.
Right.
No, arraignment. But as far as why he chose to stick that in there, I don't know. There could be any variety of reasons. Maybe looked it up and said, this is who he's running from. And that was it. Maybe that was the only thought process he had.
Right. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, in general, like, the kind of writing that is meant to almost outrage people and like stuff like that. Like, what's your opinion on that? Do you write that way?
I know there was one guy on Facebook that accused you of writing that way.
Oh yeah. Sensationalizing
which I didn't see at all.
She's referencing the wrestler story.
Right.
From Lion Mountain that you girls talked about a couple weeks ago. And, I cover Lion Mountain, usually, so that is a part of my beat, and I just was like, all right, well, let's see what other girls are out there who have already participated in wrestling with guys and see what they have to say and see if they ever had any problems.
Right.
And I had a series for a week about girls from Seals. Should I be saying names of different school districts?
That's fine.
Several different local school districts and just some girls that were in wrestling. And some guy emailed me and was like, I'm tired of seeing your front page articles about your one-sided reporting, and you obviously want to be the champion of women wrestlers everywhere, and you should find out more stuff about what about the rights of the boys and the rights of the other people that are involved in this. And I mean, it's not like I didn't try to find people like that.
Right.
In my personal opinion, I thought the school district was providing that other commentary.
Right.
But, you know, I did email several different people from the school districts and was like, hey, if you have any parents that don't want this to happen, you know, I'd like to speak to them, and didn't get a whole lot of not positive responses, but successful responses on that. So I mean, it's not like I didn't try. I didn't explain that to him, because a lot of times I'm just,
yeah, who cares?
I don't think people need to know the way that I go about
doing things. Don't feed the trolls.
Yeah. Right.
So I just emailed him back and I said, thank you for your response. If you want to go on record with any of that, give me a call.
Or yeah.
he didn't respond to it either, but
he could submit an op-ed, couldn't he?
Yeah, yeah, he could write to the newspaper if he wanted to, and we would print that.
Yeah, but he probably knows that he was wrong. I mean, that it doesn't sound like your articles were sensationalizing anything. You were stating facts and showing.
I feel that you were just stating that people should have human rights, and why are women not having
be a little
the
more
same rights?
Open-minded
as men,
because like this isn't anything new. Whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it's been going on for a while.
Yeah.
I knew girls when I was in high school that were wrestling right alongside the boys, and I don't remember it ever being blown up then.
Yeah, I don't either, because I thought that there was, even when I was in high school, I thought there was a girl wrestler.
Yeah, I don't.
And nobody made a big deal about it.
I went to that school, and when I was in high, I went to Line Mountain. Oh my gosh.
Stop hitting the springs.
When I went to Line Mountain, there was a girl that was wrestling.
Mm-hmm. I tried to talk to her. I tried to get a hold of her, and she didn't want to.
Of course she didn't.
I mean, it's fine if she didn't want to, but it would have been, because she's been referenced in a couple of the articles that we've written.
Yeah, and it's just one of those things where it's like, yeah, well, you were on the team for stats, so that's okay. Men can use you, that's totally fine. But then as soon as women want to do it, you know, for the fun of it, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Line Mountain. I have nothing but negative comments about that school, and I know that my comments are completely biased on that.
Yeah,
but
I like, and I have to watch what I say, because I don't want to create like a rift between me and the people.
Yeah.
But I do support women wrestling in boys programs if there are no girls programs. But I also understand where the school district is coming from, because they want to protect people. Like that's not a. I realize how condescending that sounds, but it's not like, and maybe it is coming from a place of,
it's not like her doing this is without risk.
Right.
Like it is a bit of like a liability kind of situation. Like, I'm sure this girl is great and she can hold her own, but there are going to be like massive dudes on the team that may give her some serious shit. Not to mention some of the parents. Good Lord.
Yeah, and a lot of the things is like they're just sexualizing the entire thing.
Yeah,
like
it's like
I don't feel like women should have to take the risk of being sexualized.
Well,
but
I mean, not that wrestling in general isn't
sexual anyway.
Yeah,
it's an awkward looking sport to watch.
Yeah. Yes,
you ever watch that South Park episode? Anybody?
I don't think I know what you're referencing.
The kids really like the like professional air quotes using air quotes wrestling, and
they think
it's all like wrestling is just like acting, like these big backstories and then so they sign up for school wrestling and they don't know it's about like the grappling and whatnot, and everybody's like, this is gay. This isn't what wrestling is.
They create their own wrestling team.
Yes, yeah, they pretty much do. And
they create like an acting team, basically.
Yes, essentially.
Like pro wrestling WWE style?
Yes.
That's awesome.
And they create their own team based on how well people can act, but it's like people with these like big ridiculous stories like, man, that kid's such a good wrestler.
I like that. I'll have to watch that episode.
It was really funny.
I couldn't tell you how long ago that was, but I mean, I'm sure it's not hard to look up South Park wrestling.
Well, and South Park, too. Like, all of their stuff's online for free.
Oh, yeah, because Matt Stone and Trey Parker are just cool dudes.
Yep. And on Netflix.
Here, I have all our shit.
I have no idea.
I know it used to be.
I don't know. I haven't tried checking that out in a while.
Yeah. So what do you got on your notepad?
Yeah, it's my questions to ask the reporter. I'm interviewing him.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, go for it.
Well, I already asked you.
But like, back to sensationalizing. Yeah. I without knowing like a particular example, like I can't say whether or not I've sensationalized or not. If like that was a good example with the wrestling. You know, maybe I should have tried harder to get the opposite opinion, and maybe I did enough. I don't know. So,
yeah.
You know, that's up to the public. I know that during the murder case in Sunbury a couple weeks ago, months ago, that the reporter from our rival listed the victim as a frequenter of a strip joint.
Right. See, why do they have to put stuff like that?
And yeah,
because that makes it okay that he got stabbed to death.
Ugh. No,
and like,
it doesn't.
Yeah, definitely. I understand.
In that kind of situation, like, I understand the reasons why, without knowing the background of
right,
that.
Right.
As a reporter looking at that story, I would say, okay, maybe he saw somebody on Facebook going, oh, my friend got killed today. And maybe he messaged that person and said, hey, would you like to talk about your friend? And person came in and was like, hey, this is how I know so-and-so. Oh, where? From work. What's work? Strip joint. So, like, in that kind of situation, I'd be like, oh, okay. Because I did the same thing by contacting one of his coworkers. I contacted his coworker and said, do you have anything you want to say about your friend here? And, oh, I've known him for a while. We worked together. Oh, where'd you work? Right. So, like, in that kind of situation, I'm like, okay, I understand why you would say, you know... I think the public outrage was a little bit more because I think the public was, I don't know how to, it's hard for me to wrap my head around it right now without preparing for it, but.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
It's fine. I just, is it usually a goal of like reporters to do that? Is that how they get sensationalize? Business? I mean, is that how people like read their stuff? Is that the goal?
I mean, I don't ever go into a story thinking, how am I going to make this more than it is?
How am I
going to
make the most amount of people read this story? Like,
right.
Is that what reporters say?
That's never what I think about, you know? There's enough crap out there that I don't need to sensationalize stories. I mean, that murder case alone was pretty sensational as it was.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are plenty more crap out there like that. So, like, no, the answer is I can't speak for all journalists, but right. I don't ever go into a story thinking, how am I going to make this better than what it is, or how am I going to drum up some controversy here?
Yeah. It just, I don't know, it just annoyed me, and it got me really thinking, like why? Why can't you just stick with the facts? It's a news, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, give us the facts, give us what happened. You don't have to tell us details that aren't important to the story.
Yeah.
That stuff just bothers me. So I just wanted to touch on that.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
I just wanted to ask you about like fun or scary or whatever stories or situations that you've been in. Like, what's the most fun story you've done or the scariest?
The honest answer is that there's a lot more crappy stories than there are good, happy stories.
Yeah.
Are there any that you want to talk about or tell?
Yeah, we can talk about a bunch of them. What was it? Has it been 2 years already? Yeah. It was back in 2012 where this guy, he murdered his grandparents up in the Poconos area. And then he drove down to our area and then led the police on like this really fast high speed chase. And, we heard that we didn't realize who it was. We just heard the police talking about how this person is going super fast. And so the photographer and I got in the car. We went to go where they tried to get a photo of it coming through. And as it was coming through, it passed by us super quick.
Wow.
And all the police go by and we jump in our car and we follow everybody. Mm-hmm. And we get up to this intersection and all the police are facing us now. All the police are facing us outside of their cars. Doors open, guns drawn.
Oh my God.
And there's this vehicle right in the middle of the road. And we didn't realize it was the vehicle at the time. So we're like, what is this? What? So we pull into the McDonald's parking lot and jump out. And all these cops are pointing their guns towards this car. And they're like, get out of the car. Step out of the car. Throw your weapon on the ground and get out of the car. And so we're standing there and we're like, we're ducking behind cars. Mm-hmm. Me and my photographer are ducking behind cars. behind telephone poles and like behind trees and trying to watch what's going on at the same time. Like my photographers are snapping photos. Like I have my video camera out and like trying to see what's going on. And during the whole thing, like we hear a pop. And it wasn't until after that we realized it was the pop of the guy killing himself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And it wasn't until it was then and we heard the pop and we're like, I don't really know what that was. But then the cops like approached the vehicle and they got him out. And then that was when we realized he was killed.
Wow.
That he killed himself.
Right.
So that's probably the most crazy thing that I've ever been at while it was happening.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
Things happening as you're there does not happen very often. And I'm sure it does for some people.
Right.
Especially in like bigger cities, but for like a local
yeah. yeah,
you place like that, it definitely doesn't happen a whole lot. And that was like the only time I've ever actually felt bad physically after doing a story.
Really?
I felt pretty bad emotionally after a couple stories, but like I had a stomach ache after that, and my boss asked me if I was okay and if I needed to talk to anybody, you know, I could you know, we'll get somebody to talk to. But
because there was a dead guy right there in front of you.
Yeah.
Did you get close to it or anything? Do they let you?
No. They don't.
I don't know. If you just run up to the car.
No. What? I mean,
if you would have run up to the car, you probably would have gotten shot too.
Yeah, that's probably something that would have happened. Yeah. But we could probably have walked up to the car, but then the police probably would have stopped us.
Right.
But that's the... It was probably like 100 feet away, maybe. Wow. I can't. And then there were people in the McDonald's parking lot that weren't doing anything like we were doing. You know, definitely we shouldn't have been there. We definitely should have not been standing around watching this thing unfold. Right. But there are McDonald's customers who are just standing there looking like, what's going on? And like,
well, yeah,
some guy's eating his sandwich on the outside picnic bench and the police are like, get away, get down. And he's just like, yum, here's a sandwich.
No idea. Happens here all the time.
But yeah, that was probably the scariest thing I've ever covered.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is pretty scary.
Yeah.
Just curious, what McDonald's was this?
Oh, up in Shamokin.
Okay.
Shamtown.
Yeah, Shamtown. Shamakin. But that's the sad reality is that most of the bigger stories, the ones that stick with you, are the ones that are the craziest or the saddest or whatever.
That is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Man. Any other ones?
I've covered
fun stuff.
I've got to meet the governor for about 3 minutes. Nice. I've got to ride on different rides at Knoebels before they open. Or the day that they open and I don't have to stand in line. I'm allowed to like walk up and just ride it whenever I want.
Did you ride Flying Turns yet?
Yeah.
How is it?
It was fun.
Is it scary?
No. It's really, it's smooth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's not really a thrill ride as much as it is like, it's hard to explain. It's smooth and it's got like some quick turns and whatnot. And it's fun.
I'm curious, but I'm also mildly terrified because I don't like roller coasters.
Oh, yeah.
I do. I love them.
It's like a bobsled. I know you've probably, no one here has probably ever been on a bobsled. So.
All right. I will move out of your way.
Sorry. It's okay. Ashley interrupting the podcast because she has to pee. We're only like 20 minutes in.
Bye, Ashley. Have fun.
Lock the door. We can't do that.
And I don't think there's a lock on the door.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're only 20 minutes in, and I only have one more question, and that was going to be my wrap-up question, which was just going to be, like, where do you see the future of newspaper? Is it going to be all...
Oh, man.
...digital? Do you think that it's going to last?
I don't think any medium will ever really go out of style. Like, I don't think books will ever go out either. I think there will still be...
I don't know. When's the last time we saw an 8-track?
Well, yeah, I guess so. But there's still people who want 8-tracks but...
Yeah, vintage collectors.
I don't have the answer for that. But And if I did, I, was just saying, I like probably would opinion. Be, I probably would be a millionaire yeah. if I knew the answer to that. Cause I don't think newspapers are that good at, have been that good at transitioning.
Right.
The newspaper down in Harrisburg has done some bold things where they went to, I think it was 3 or 4 days strictly online. Mm-hmm. And then they only have, I think the weekends they have a hard copy. And while that has eliminated a lot of jobs for them,
yeah,
it was a bold move, and it looks like that's working for them.
Really,
and that might be where it's going. They might have to focus more on the online stuff,
yep,
and get away from the hard copy because people just aren't buying it. Yeah. You know, yeah. And I still think local news is important.
I do too.
Yeah,
I do.
Because like you, a lot of people wouldn't know things unless for a local news source, you know, or it would be a lot of rumors. You know, it'd be, hey, did you hear about that guy who did this thing?
Yep.
And it turns out like it never really happened.
Right. Yeah, that happens in small towns.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of feel like with everything going digital now, it's almost going to be inevitable, but I would like to hope not, because I like the idea of there being, I don't know, newspaper reporters, you know, on the scene, you know, I don't know.
I'm sure people will still be, like, showing up to, like, report on car accidents and fires and whatnots, but it's...
It just might not be as
in a print form.
Yeah,
maybe. Because we have a local newspaper that has an online version in addition to their printed version. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think newspapers need to step up their game, though, when it comes to their online presence. Yeah, like I said, I don't know the answer and what they could do, but there are some newspaper sites I go on and I just look at it. I'm like, this is nuts. This does not look like a good website. How do you navigate this? Where are the stories that I care about, you know? And I think a lot of, you know, big newspapers have kind of figured it out. And maybe... you know, that sucks for the small town newspapers who can't or
yeah.
But like I said, I don't think it'll ever truly go away.
I hope not.
It just might change.
You recently, well, I don't know how recent. I don't know how far ahead you guys record your episodes, but on a more recent released episode of Serving Ice, you said you guys don't even print at your place anymore. You send everything out to be printed.
Yeah. So that's another way to save money, I guess, but yeah, that's, we don't print in the building we used to.
Bummer. I remember when I was younger, I went on it was a Girl Scout field trip, and we actually got to see like an actual printing press. I think it was in Millersburg. I don't know if they still print there. I think they do. It's still attached to like a little, I don't know, I don't even know what newspaper that would be, but it's friggin' huge.
I've never actually, really, I don't think I ever watched really our stuff getting printed, though. Yeah. I probably should have done that before they took it away.
Yeah. No, it's really, really cool. Yeah, we got to go on, like, a tour and everything, and they showed us, like, where everything is, and they had these giant rolls of paper. And...
Yeah, I remember when I was younger, my mom delivered for the Milton paper, and I got to go in there once and see, like, the printing room, and it was all big and fucking ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Neat.
Yeah. That was as cool as seeing the movie theater, the reels for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty sweet, which they don't even use anymore, because now it's
digital. You were never upstairs at the movie theater. That's not allowed.
Aw, son of a bitch. I'll cut that out.
Nah, it's fine. Bill doesn't work there anymore. He can't get...
Bill's going to get pre... Okay. No, he's going to get post-fired. Wait,
he's going to get... fired.
Retroactively fired.
Yes, there
that's the word I was looking for.
We got permission. It's.
I think I read today that Paramount was no longer doing anything or anything film wise.
Yeah,
that they were distributing everything in digital.
Oh wow!
Wasn't it Quentin Tarantino won't go digital?
Maybe. Probably. Once you go digital, you don't go back, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a problem. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, fun stuff.
Did we stall out already?
I mean, I don't want to take over the conversation.
You can take over as much as you want. Do you have anything you want to talk about? Did you have it? Because you look like you have stuff written down.
Yeah, I was just...
You've got a notebook.
I was just
words.
Writing
I tell him his notebook. I get shot down. You guys bring it up.
Lauren wasn't done yet.
Lauren wasn't done. before I got here, I was just like going through the last couple years of stories and wrote some things down. You deal a lot with death in the newspaper job, and I guess in any kind of news job or local news thing or anything like that. And I want to write something for a freelance article about PTSD with journalists, because they cover a lot of tragedy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I read an article today about how a journalist sometimes can just turn into a war journalist because of all the crazy things that are happening nowadays with, you know, 9/11 in New York City, and there was like this mass shooting in Newtown a couple mm-hmm. months ago, and that just different stuff like that and how that affects, but like I can't find a lot of definitive statistics on it. We cover a lot of death and destruction. And that's unfortunately because, you know, that's the stuff that affects people the most.
Right.
And not just people covering it, but that's the stuff that affects communities the most. Mm-hmm. But I've covered, like, there was a 6-year-old boy who drowned in the Knoebels pool.
Oh, I remember that.
That's
horrible. I didn't talk to the family about that one because I was only part of the story. Mm-hmm. Someone else was covering more of it. But just last month, there was a little girl, not little, she's 13. She died in a fire.
Oof.
And that one kind of affected me the most most recently mm-hmm. because like she had some Facebook photos up of herself saying that she was bored, and then like 13 minutes later is when the fire started. It's just like, you know, what happened between then and then? Like, did she know what was going on? Like, wow. Was she aware that there was a fire? Did she pass out because of smoke?
Yeah.
Like, that haunts me, so I can only imagine like the family thinking about that same thing.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I was working at the movie theater when that boy drowned in the pool, and one of my coworkers was like best friends with one of the lifeguards on duty at the time, and the kid was really, really messed up about it. He's like, mm-hmm. I'm a lifeguard, and that kid died in my pool. I was there. Yeah. He died. I can't even imagine.
That's got to be tough.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But yeah, I've covered I don't know if a lot's the right word because I didn't count them, but I covered my fair share of tragedies like that. I remember the first one I covered where I distinctly remember there someone dying was a fire locally here, and I didn't realize that someone was trapped inside when I went down.
Oh my god.
And so like the firefighters had come up to the reporters and was like, hey, we're going to be bringing the body out soon. Please don't take any photos.
Right.
Like, that's not something I would take a photo of anyhow.
Yeah.
But they had it covered. They had they had her covered in a sheet. They took her to the ambulance right away. But I remember that sticking with me for a while. And I remember going to a motorcycle accident and not realizing that someone had died there also. And they had sheets up. And like I walked past something and there was a corner that was open, could see inside where the scene was, and there was just somebody laying there with their covered up. I just remember the feet sticking out, and it was just, that's an image that burns in my brain sometimes.
Oh my god.
When I think about journalism and what I do.
Yeah. I remember it was years ago. It was a guy that I dated, you know, a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember him telling me a story about how he was driving one night and he was the first person on the scene of an accident. And he got out of the car and there was a girl wandering around and she was covered in blood and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he took a step back or something from her and he looked down and he had kicked something and it was like somebody's head.
Oh.
Somebody had gotten decapitated in the back of the car. Like they were drunk and like all this crazy stuff. So just hearing that story, it's like, like, PTSD, you know what I mean? Like shit like that will stay with you forever.
Yeah.
How could you?
You know? But yeah, you were talking about a story. You want to write a story on?
Yeah, I don't I don't know how it's going to go yet, but I just kind of started the beginning stages of writing that.
Mm-hmm.
I've read before that even relationships have PTSD, that like sometimes you can be in a relationship and you fight so much and it affects you so much that the results are almost as if you have PTSD.
Yeah.
These are like negative relationships.
I can see that.
I've read that before.
I don't know where I read that. And maybe I'm just making it up and it's all bullshit.
I could totally see it.
But I'm almost sure I've read that before.
Yeah, I know it's not bullshit because when I used to have complete nightmares. I would wake up like, when Bill and I started dating. It was just a little bit after like my last relationship. And that relationship was so traumatic for me, like just mentally, that I would wake up in the middle of the night just screaming and just so angry and so stressed out. And so
it blows my mind that people can violent. Have that kind of effect on somebody.
Yeah.
That much.
And it sucks to know that like you having somebody like, I felt like I was a strong person, and then you go through that relationship, and you're like, what the hell happened to me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, didn't one of you have a gun pointed at your head?
That would be me.
That's Lauren.
Not really at my head. It was, okay. He broke into my parents' house when I wasn't home, and they were gone for like a week, and when I walked in the house, he had gotten into my dad's gun cabinet and gotten one of the shotguns out.
What?
And he didn't actually point it at me, but he was like wielding it around, like threatening me and shit. But
that's gonna be
at that point, it was insane for me, but I didn't really take it seriously because he wasn't really the type of person that I felt that could actually do something.
Mm-hmm.
Like I kind of have a good sense about people. Like I could kind of tell if they're going to be a crazy psychopath or not, or like actually have that. Yeah. And he was a kid, you know what I mean? Like I didn't think he had it in him. So I wasn't legitimately that freaking scared. The whole kidnapping thing, I think that was after the gun thing too. And I was a little more scared at that point, but at least he didn't have a gun. So
that episode was nuts.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're okay.
Oh yeah, me too.
I'm glad you're here to record episodes of Girls on Girls.
We're all good and safe,
ladies under ladies.
Yeah, the crazy things we do when we're young. I mean, I was only like 17 years old at that point. Yeah. He was like 18. So people are dumb when they're young.
Oh God, yes.
People are dumb when they're an adult.
Yeah, when they're adults too. But usually we grow up and
hopefully
get a little
up.
Wiser.
Yeah.
I like to think that I have better tasting guys anyway.
Yeah.
AJ sounds like a good guy.
He is. Haven't you met him?
I think I met him at the open mic very briefly. Was
no, he was never at that an open mic.
I just saw you sitting there with someone.
Oh, that was too cheap.
Maybe
that
I just assumed it was AJ.
That's too
cheap. No, AJ doesn't socialize.
No,
if you want to see AJ, you got to go into the shop.
Yeah.
Or to his house.
He doesn't get out very much.
Uh-uh. No.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Actually, those are the... And here were the only three places I've ever seen him.
Yeah, he did. He did come in here.
Those couple times, yeah.
AJ.
He's a hermit. Trip.
You'd like him.
He sounded like a fun guy.
He really likes Dylan.
He's a great guy.
Do Dylan and him know each other?
Yeah.
Well?
I wouldn't say well.
He
like
Dylan's
they've never hung out.
Chest tattoo.
Oh, the hearts with wings.
Did he? Oh, I don't know.
I don't know what tattoo he does.
It's in AJ's portfolio.
Oh,
it's Bouncing Souls.
Oh yeah,
artwork.
Bouncing Souls. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He did a really nice job on that. I didn't know that was on Dylan.
Huh.
Just from going into the mall.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he'd Dylan used talk. To work at the alternative retail store.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Cold subjects.
Yeah.
Well, what else do you got on your list?
You want me to just read the list and then you can stop me at something you want to...
All right. I want to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
I'm your guest. I'm your guest.
So what? You're on our show to talk for us.
There was a 17-year-old girl who killed herself because of bullying and cyberbullying. That was a tough one. That was
locally?
That was from your school district too.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. That's a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
God. Yeah.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Oh, yeah. That was a
tough one to cover.
I think her name was Brittany.
Yeah.
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 And there was the kid from Midwest that...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
when that one happened, I called the family of that kid to talk about like what it does to a community and whatnot. I forget that kid's name though.
Do you think that the epidemic is worse because of the internet than when do more kids commit suicide?
I don't know
adolescents than they did before the internet was invented.
I don't know.
I'm gonna say it probably hasn't changed much, but now that the internet has brought everyone so much closer together, we're just everybody seeing it can more. See it,
I think yeah. maybe, there are two yeah. sides of that coin. Is that yeah? I think it's harder for kids to get away from some of that stuff mm-hmm. because before, where they could just go home and get away from it, now if they have a Facebook page or a Twitter page,
right?
There's more opportunities for someone to get online and be like, "You're so stupid! Mm-hmm. Look at your Facebook page!" But yeah. at the other end of the coin, the internet has also provided a way for kids to meet other kids
yeah.
who are like them mm-hmm. On the internet. And, you know, because your nerdy interests have other people out there who are interested in your same nerdy things. So. Yeah. And I'm not using that in a derogatory sense.
No, I'm
definitely a nerd as well.
I think it's fantastic that nerds are able to find each other so well.
And not even nerds, yeah. like it's...
Well, anybody,
I'm
yeah.
not saying it's easy now, but I feel like it's easier mm-hmm. to be gay.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you can find such
yeah.
wonderful support out there on the internet. And
yeah.
Because I have an uncle...
I wish it helped everybody.
Yeah. yeah. I have an uncle who almost killed himself rather than coming out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's rough.
That is yep. rough.
Yeah, growing up with people, growing up and kids growing up today, I don't want to say they have it easier because I am not a kid, so I'm not in school.
Yeah, you don't know how it is.
But I feel like it's in a lot of places, it's easier growing up and coming out because it's like...
It's not as much of a stigma anymore.
It's not as much as a stigma, but it definitely is. I just watched a documentary called Bully on Netflix.
I saw that.
Mm. That broke my heart.
Oh my God, I was crying.
Yeah.
I was seriously watching that, just bawling my eyes out because, like, I know that I had gone through bullying in school.
Mm-hmm.
Although I found out that I was a bully, which kind of affected me.
It's like that Tina Fey episode on 30 Rock.
Yeah.
No, I did the same thing.
It kind of was exactly the same thing. I was like, I was a bully.
It was almost like we were the mid-levels. Like, yeah. we got bullied, and then we bullied the ones that were even, you know.
Sometimes I wonder if I was a bully.
Mm-hmm.
We had my cousin, who was also a friend, and I were in the same school. And we always gave him a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And I look back and I wonder if he ever was really depressed or like really sad that we did like gave him a hard time all the time. Because in my mind it was like, oh, it's just fun.
It's just fun ripping.
It's just fun and ripping and like, ha ha ha. But as I look back and think about the things that I've done in the past, I wonder whether or not he ever was hurt by any of that stuff.
Yeah. I think people also need to realize that like if you are bullied, like that... committing suicide shouldn't be your option.
Yeah.
Like, there should be 100 things before that happens. Like, there's therapy, there's people you can talk to, and people are like, oh, there's nobody you can talk to. It's like, I feel bad. Like, you should really be able to go to your parents and be like, I need therapy.
Like, that's a tough thing to do.
This is happening in school, and like, I know it's a tough thing to do, but I hope that, like, that would be more of an option. And I think that, like, people need to teach kids, like, teach your kids that, like, you can talk to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Definitely.
You can talk to your parents and you can talk to... You should be able to go to your teacher and be like, I'm being bullied.
Yeah.
And I feel like that might not be happening.
A lot of times, though, pointing it out is just going to make life harder
right.
for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Like, then you become the kid that goes and narcs to the teacher. Yep.
Right.
Nobody likes a narc.
It's so awful.
I can imagine that documentary, some of the things that those kids were talking about.
Oh my God, I know. And then some of the things that they were doing to those kids.
I can't. I went to a small school, so I probably don't know bullying as much as people who do in public school. But in my school, there wasn't a lot of it. And maybe I was just blind to it. Maybe I just didn't see it because, you know, I tried to treat everybody normal and with respect. But I just can't imagine, because nothing ever happened like they talked about in that mm-hmm. bullying stuff, that mm-hmm. bully movie, at least in my eyes, that I could see.
I actually had, I was on the school bus, and I actually had batteries thrown at my head.
Yeah.
And one did hit me. But yeah, so like I know how that is. And I knew a, this one girl I work with, her little brother, they like made fun of him on the bus, because at Lion Mountain, the middle schoolers, like the fifth graders mm-hmm. and stuff, are on the same bus as like the seniors, because they all go to right. the same school. And he was, I forget what grade he was in, but he was younger. I think he was only like 12. And they threw like his homework and all of his books and stuff out the window.
Holy shit!
And like the just, the school,
I don't understand.
The bus driver was like, yeah, "I didn't see anything."
Yeah.
Like, his books and stuff are not here anymore. What do you think happened to them?
Sometimes there's a level of complacency with yeah. teachers and with that. Like, I don't know what there is that they can do more.
Yeah.
Because it's hard nowadays to discipline kids yeah. without people getting up in arms.
Freaking out.
Like, yeah. I'm not suggesting smacking the kids no, in school, but there's got to be something that can be done.
There's got to be something that you can, you know, like a zero tolerance policy yeah. or something. Like, just suspend them or put them in detention. Or
yeah.
My brother got paddled something. In middle school.
By a teacher?
By the principal.
That's weird. That's crazy.
Well, it was also like in the, like probably the late 80s.
Oh, wow.
It was a while ago, but
I remember yeah. when I was in school, we actually, your parents had to sign a paper if it was okay for you to receive corporal punishment.
Yeah, I think that's, I think my parents gave the principal permission to do it, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, they did it. I thought Jesus it was funny.
Christ.
Yeah.
He deserved it.
That's nuts.
I'm one of those people that I don't think that you shouldn't ever spank your kid, you know? I don't think you shouldn't. Is that right?
I mean, I was spanked, and I think I turned out pretty okay.
Yeah.
You know?
I got spanked. If I did something bad, I got smacked across the face, or I got a swat in the ass, and I didn't do it again, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, in my mind, this is how I've always kind of reasoned how I probably won't spank a kid if I ever have a kid.
Yeah.
Is that I don't know. In my mind, it would confuse a kid to say, don't hit people, don't smack people, yeah. don't do this, and then to go around and smack them when they're being naughty. Mm-hmm. You know? That in my mind, that would just confuse a kid.
Yeah.
And I don't. I think you're the only one here with a kid.
Aislinn, I am.
Is that known? Is that
it
accurate?
It is a pretty accurate, like, a violence begets violence kinds of thing. Yeah, we don't do it, like, never like a formal, you know, pull down your pants across my knee spanking, sometimes just a swat on the butt, but that's it. I mean, we don't like hit yeah. her.
Yeah.
But like, not every kind of discipline works for every kid.
Yeah.
Either.
Yeah.
So hitting doesn't work because our child will hit back. So
that discipline, that parental tactic of tricking your kid into doing something by telling them not to do it,
yeah.
I think is really terrible because
right. reverse psychology
yeah, that, yeah. That the just, Jedi mind trick
yeah like don't you dare pick up that vegetable and eat it don't yeah. you dare don't you dare and it's just like I don't know if that would confuse a kid even more because
well, I, yeah
like you're My telling parents. Me not that to do it and I'm allowed to do it here but now you're telling me not to do something
yeah.
but
yeah.
now I'm gonna get smacked for it like
yeah. I don't know I'm not a parent and I
yeah I'm not a parent either,
yeah,
so.
Not either.
I would not right. have the patience in order to be a parent.
It's hard, man.
I would never tell anybody how they should be a parent. Like, that's no, for no, whoever's no. a parent. I'm
no.
just saying,
no,
if I had
understand
a kid,
that some kids are fucking assholes, and you gotta do what you gotta yeah. do. Because sometimes your kid is just a jerk.
Yeah.
I've read some Reddit threads where the parents talk about their jerk kids and how...
Yeah, like, you can raise your kid to be, like, a totally great person, yeah. and they'll still have outside influences, and sometimes...
Nature versus nurture, man.
Yep. I was a jerk when I was a teenager.
I was a jerk.
Who wasn't?
I was a freaking asshole.
Yeah.
I deserved every time I got smacked across the face. Yeah. I know that now.
Yeah.
I was a bit of a goody-goody.
It took... So, I mean, something to think about. It took 15 years in order to me to realize that I did wrong.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe in another 15 years, you'll look back on you now and be like, who is that person?
Who is that person? That wasn't right. Never mind.
Why would she think that way?
What's wrong with that? Now it's all recorded and stuff, and I can listen yeah. to my own opinions.
Yeah, that's a good thing too. That's what I like about podcasting. You have a record of your thoughts and opinions in a certain time of your life. I think that's pretty cool.
It'll be neat, but I don't know if I'll like it.
Your kids will listen if you ever have kids.
Yeah, we aren't having kids.
I'm not having kids.
Your kids will listen, Aislinn.
No kid.
Your kid.
Kid.
Your kid will listen.
Aislinn's like one. I'm done.
I am done. Hey, you all get pregnant and then tell me how much you want to have another child.
I'll get on that.
I don't even want to get pregnant.
I don't know how those women all that right have then. Like
yep.
freaking multiple dozens of kids. Oh, like God, that. Like a woman with like 19 kids.
Yeah. Kids. And I recently saw something. There's a woman, she has I think like 4 or 5 of her own children, and she I don't want to say rents because that sounds really, like cheap.
She fosters.
No. She I'm just going to say it. She rents her uterus out to gay couples.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were going to say rents
she's
kids.
So she's a surrogate mother.
Yes. She.
I don't know what the word.
She provides that's interesting. Surrogacy that's for pretty cool. gay okay. couples.
Maybe she just loves being pregnant.
Fuck that, man.
That's really weird.
And then you got to deal with
that's
birth.
That's a thing, right?
No. I there are women that love it. And I'm like, you're fucking crazy.
It's probably
that woman has to have a lot of money,
chemicals and
though.
Emotions.
Oh, I'm sure she does because they pay yeah, for maybe. All the medical bills.
I think.
Then.
Yeah, I think when you're pregnant, you get different brain.
You do
chemicals.
I think I've
the baby eats your brain.
Well,
I'm not even kidding.
No, that's like Aislinn posted an article about it, and I read it, and that also reiterated the fact that I don't
being
want kids.
Pregnant and. Subsequently having children gives you poo brain. It really yep. does.
There is a such thing as pregnancy brain.
Yes.
Yep. That's funny. Yes.
I know it because I worked with a girl who was pregnant and I worked like our tables were right next to each other and it was constant like just shut the fuck up. Just stop it.
She talked about pregnancy a lot?
No. Oh. She was just such a bitch.
Yeah.
But I was that. Also a bitch because I'm like, just leave your kid at home. What's wrong with you? And we were bumping into each other and I'm not good with
she brought her kid to work?
She was pregnant.
Oh.
So I was okay, yeah.
leave
again,
it at home.
I am an asshole. Yeah.
Just take that thing off, man.
Just put it, get it get take it home. Like
it,
what is that?
Leave
here?
It at home.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I was awful. But yeah, we would riff about it. We laugh about it now. But
yeah, I was gonna say everything's fine now. You guys seem to be okay.
Oh yeah, we're totally cool now. We're our friends.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was. Oh my God, I feel like I went through 9 months of pregnancy.
Ugh.
But just me saying that, she would probably hit me right now.
Yeah. No, there is the whole sympathy pregnancy stuff.
Yeah, I feel like I kind of got that too a little bit.
You felt pregnant.
It was rough. It was rough. I felt like the man in her relationship. It was rough.
Did it help we you had decide a, not to have kids?
Yes, it did.
Did you get cravings?
No, but okay. We did have a backup plan. Like, we're like, all right, if your water breaks, we'll get in your car because I don't want to get baby juice on my
well,
car.
Obviously.
And we got to go to, because I knew where she lived. Mm-hmm. So I was like, we'll drive to wherever you live. And then your boyfriend has to meet us at X amount of, you know, whatever. And then he'll take you from there. So yeah. We had a plan.
Nice.
But
you didn't want to be Godmother Ashley?
No.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. My, again, towards the end of my pregnancy, my mother-in-law encouraged me. She's like, if you happen to be like out at the grocery store or something, always go to the pickles first. Carry a jar of pickles around the entire store with you. That way, if your water breaks, just throw the jar of pickles on the floor. No one will ever know.
What?
Maybe that's what those kids were doing when they were breaking all those milk jugs in those videos on YouTube.
Maybe.
Those kids are assholes.
All their waters broke at the same time. I don't know.
But FYI, amniotic fluid does not smell like pickle juice, by the way. It smells like semen.
Ew.
Oh,
yes.
And there's so much of it.
There is so much of it.
Weird.
Yeah.
Why would it smell like semen?
I don't know.
That's weird.
It's because it's
might
made
be
of
something
semen.
To
that's,
it.
That's what happens.
I know
with babies,
that's
right?
That's where my brain went to. I was like,
it's
well,
made
I
of
guess
semen.
It stored yeah, all of the semen.
It's got that like chlorine-y kind of smell to it.
I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
That's nasty.
That's why it's good to have sex with a pregnant woman when she's pregnant, so you can keep enforcing it. Just, that's how it works, right, Aislinn?
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
Can I submit that as a question?
Oh my God. No joke. When I was pregnant, like, whoa, pregnant, Jeff was like talking to some of his classmates at school, some of his friends, and talking, they on the subject of like pregnant sex. And the one girl, totally serious, well, aren't you afraid you're going to poke the baby?
Oh.
And he's like, what? Are you fucking serious? She's like, he's like, oh God. Oh, you are serious. No, that's
By the way, it can happen.
What?
You can poke the baby. If they're in the... Yeah.
If they're in the middle of labor.
I'm not kidding.
If you're in labor, mm-hmm. But...
Just, if the kid is actually that far along and you have sex, you can hit its head. I know this for a fact.
When she was pregnant.
No, I'll tell you how later.
But the cervix so bad is jokes like are running through this, right now. This thick. Like you... I'm showing like 2 inches between my fingers here. The cervix is like 2 inches thick. Like you... Unless the cervix... And it's like a not even 1 centimeter open. Like, you can't poke the baby unless your cervix is dilated and you're in labor.
Yeah.
She knows. She'll tell you later.
All right. I'm anxious to hear the story, but I am skeptical going into it.
Happened to our mother's friends, okay. Cousins, aunts, uncle.
All right. Right? We'll bleep the names out, but... Okay, so...
Oh, God. Is this...
Yep. Yep.
Wait, let me write that down.
Yeah, apparently there was bleeding during part of her pregnancy. It was very late in the pregnancy. And apparently what was happening was poking the baby's head.
That's not even possible.
It fucking is, apparently. I don't know how.
Sometimes you just do bleed during pregnancy. Like,
well, apparently happens. The doctor he actually did an exam and found out that the baby's head was far enough down that...
But, like, it's...
I don't know how.
It's not like it would hurt.
I think
she's lying.
A knife in honestly, there, you know.
I think
I have no idea. But
unless
yeah.
I was there and heard the doctor say that,
you're not gonna believe it.
I'm calling shenanigans.
And coming from the source, you're capable shenanigans. Oh, you want. Yeah.
No, I don't believe this for like
somebody
a fucking
say
second.
Shenanigans.
Oh God. Yes. Anyway, we're getting close to the end. Is there anything else you want to? Any more knowledge you want to drop on us?
I don't know. Do you have anything else that you want to know about?
What is, like, the biggest... I don't know about biggest, but, like, the story that you were most proud of? Like, I was part of this story.
There were a couple of them last year. Last year was a good year for me in writing stuff. Like, I kept stumbling upon pretty good stuff. I was pretty proud of this big investigative piece that I did on a bus company that looks like it was taking money, from the government, that launched an investigation that's still going on. So
a bus company.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Oh. And that was like a lot of looking through paperwork and calling up different companies and being like, hey, can this type of tire fit on this type of bus? Can this type of gas be used on this type of bus? And
right.
What about these oil filters? Can they be used in these type of engines? Okay. So it was a lot of tedious work that took a long time. Huh. And
investigative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a pretty big story that I kind of stumbled upon. That got a huge, it was a pretty big deal in our area, up in that area at least. Same kind of idea, as well as there was a pension crisis that this government agency owed $1 million to the pension fund, the state pension fund. And it was probably because over the last 20 years, the former people who ran the government in that little area was spiking the pension of people so that they would get more pension when they,
huh.
Yeah, which is not something that should be done.
Right.
It caused some big problems for some people. So that was another big story last year. And then probably one of the best human interest stories was about this girl who came to Mexico illegally with her parents when she was younger at like 2 or 3.
Came from Mexico.
Oh, okay. 6. I think she was 6. I have to look back at the story to remember exactly her age, but, and so she's like in her 20s now, and she's one of the ones that were granted amnesty for 2 years while having this special card, and like she gets a special social security. okay. number and stuff like that. So I did a piece on her last year, and that was a really interesting way of kind of humanizing the whole illegal immigration issues in the world and localizing it. Not the world, but the United States.
Yeah.
And localizing it.
What happened with that?
She's still here.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then recently, actually just today, I had a pretty long story. In my mind, it's a pretty big story, but this local guy is looking for the remains of his uncle that were lost in the Korean War. And the death report shows that people knew people buried him in Korea, and then they said, we don't know where he is. So he's trying to find out. He's kind of carrying on the torch that his generation above him was trying to find it. And wow. So he's kind of taken upon himself recently to try to find those remains.
That's cool.
Which is possible.
Yeah.
Because I think it was just last year, there were 30-some from Korea alone were found.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh. And World War II, I don't know the statistics for that off the top of my head, but that was part of it too, that last year some World War II veterans' remains were found as well. So that came out today. That's
badass.
Neat. Yeah.
That's awesome.
But those are a couple of the ones that I'm kind of the most proud of in the last year or so.
Cool.
That I'm happy to be a part of.
And very cool.
Kind of stumbled upon.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But if you want to know any more, you're welcome to ask anytime.
Yeah.
Even off the air, if you want my opinion on something, you're more than welcome to send me a message.
We should have had you on for the local news yeah. show that we tried to do.
That is hilarious. That's kind of. I think that's probably why she asked, or you asked me on, or somebody
Lauren
asked me
asked.
On.
Yeah. It wasn't really for any reason. It was just.
I remember I messaged. I don't know if I put it on your Facebook wall or if I messaged you individually, but I listened to the episode and I'm like. No, that's not how it went.
I did see that message.
It was giving me an anxiety attack. I was like, no!
So did we screw everything up?
Not all of it. Just like little details. And I was like, no, that's not what was said. And that was not what was said. But
whoops.
That's all right.
We're terrible.
You're not a news source, so.
Exactly.
We should not be a news source.
Yeah, nobody should ever take us as a news source.
Except for maybe this episode.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But any Justin's other episode... I wouldn't rely on it.
Yeah.
Do your own research.
Don't ever trust anything we say, ever.
Disclaimer.
No. Sound I'm like Mythbusters.
Don't try this at home.
Yeah.
So this was fun. I think...
I did have fun. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome. Thanks for being on.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Justin from the Serving Ice podcast.
Tell everyone where to find you.
You can find Dylan and I have a podcast called Serving Ice. It's on the Popular Outcast Network. Just find us.
Yeah.
Just find it's them. Easy to find.
If
us.
You
just
found
find us.
If you found us, you can find them.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's good. Listen to it.
Anything else you want to plug?
I guess you could follow me on Twitter at the Jealous One. That is the word jealous and the one spelled out O-N-E.
No underscores or anything.
Yeah.
And keep a lookout for that PTSD article that I'm planning on writing on theletterred.net.
All right.
Yeah, there's some pretty good articles on that.
Yeah. Doesn't our podfather write some?
He does.
He's written a couple, one about purses and one about breast cancer.
Yeah.
Yep.
They were both very good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you help on the breast cancer one?
I did help on the breast cancer one, yeah.
I thought so. Very good.
So we will see you all next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.